News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Enterprise Minister Peter Burke later today is going to be meeting energy industry representatives and suppliers over allegations of price gouging. One of those representatives is Kevin McPartin, Chief Executive of Fuels for Ireland. Kevin, consumers are seeing prices rising rapidly all week and they keep saying, hang on a minute, how can this be happening so quick if we haven't had the opportunity to refill tanks in the last couple of days?
Well, that's the mistake, where they haven't had the opportunity to refill tanks. Tanks in the terminals in Dublin Port or the ports, in the home heating oil depots and in forecourts are topped up on sometimes many times in the single day. So the pricing is extremely dynamic, and we always see it when there's these sudden spikes in pricing.
Sorry, topped up from several times a day?
So if you think about the full supply chain, so about half of all of our fuel comes into Dublin Port. Tanks will come in there more than once a day. Then if that is being wholesaled from there, the wholesale price is set when the tanker truck leaves the port. So you could have, if somebody's picking up a tanker is picking up fuel right now in Dublin Port, that will have been the price for the wholesale price to the distributor, to the importer, will have been set when it left the last ports, usually Wales. The price that is paid by the home heating oil distributor is set when it leaves Dublin Port. So if a driver is leaving the port right now, they are paying the commodity price, the globally recognised commodity price, it's on various different price indices. They're paying that price now, and that could be
for fuel that has been in a tank in Dublin for maybe a week.
But this is the point. It hasn't been in a tank in Dublin for a week. This is the fallacy. This is the misunderstanding that people are labouring under. It hasn't been in a tank in Dublin for a week. As I say, there are deliveries coming in by ship more than once a day, very often. So that hasn't been sitting in a tank. It could have been delivered this morning and being out, or it could be delivered overnight and going out in a tanker right now. That's the reality of how quick the logistics operation
is. We are that
is.
Close to that point of sale. We're within half a day of the fuel arriving to it getting into people's engines?
Quite possibly, yeah. There are other times it might be slightly longer, but it's quite possibly. And right now, when demand is so very, very high, the lag time is shrinking it further. So it's absolutely what's going on. And I think we have to say,
so how often does the average forecourt petrol station refill its tanks?
Well, there are some that will, I know of one site that refills its tank 8 times a day. There'll be others. Now, if you're getting into rural Ireland and kind of a place that's not very busy, may have a large tank, storage tank for historical reasons, might have more than a week. But the vast amount of volume goes through those busy sites, and therefore that's where the impact is seen.
Well,
most
take
quickly.
That disparity then, and what happens in that instance? If you have a rural petrol station that is sitting on its fuel for a week and it sees the Dublin equivalent rising its prices, do the rural stations rise despite the fact that they haven't had a new refill at the new rate?
Well, the price is set by every individual retailer. So
they might.
So, well, what they might consider is, okay, let's just pick a number out of the air. I paid €1.60 last week for my stock, but the replacement cost, I'm getting it once a week, the replacement cost is now €1 or maybe €2. Then they are going to factor that in. I mean, that would seem good business.
But they're going to factor it in advance of getting that replacement. So for a while, they will actually make cream off what they have.
It's the cost of replacing. They're not making cream. They're actually getting the money to bring in the next lot of supply. Like, we have to be sensible about this.
But presumably they don't pay COD. I mean, when they get in the next lot of supplies, they will sell it at the higher rate, and that will cover the cost of the more expensive second set.
But they're having to. You're asking them to bear all the risk. That's not realistic. It's not how business works.
Supply, the risk that people will stop buying petrol?
Hang on, Anton. Let's be clear. If I'm trying to buy advertising on News Talk today, I pay more for the busier programmes than I do for the quieter programmes. There is some economic rules here that are being played. And we can go back to empirical data here. The last time we had this sort of fuss was in 2022.
No, but hang on for a minute, Kevin.
Because
I don't understand the previous point. If I own a petrol station and I know I have got X amount of fuel in the ground and I can sell it at a Y price, you're saying it is okay for me to increase the price of that pre-existing fuel because you know that in a week I'll be selling more expensive?
No, it's okay because you know that in a week you will be buying more expensive.
And selling commensurately more expensively.
Yeah, but then you're also going to have that lag of a week again, so you may have to make a correction on what your next replacement costs.
So I can front load... Anton, that's profit.
You're getting fixated on a tiny proportion of the market.
I'm getting fixated on what people are saying by text when they say, I went to my garage and it has gone up by 40% overnight. What's going on?
So what is going on is in the sites that are busy, that have high volumes, that are getting deliveries at least once a day or very often more often than once a day, they are reflecting the dynamic pricing that they are paying for the wholesale prices. In the tiny number of low volume garages that may have very infrequent deliveries, they're having to work out how they can manage their cash flow to be able to afford the next delivery.
Final thing, is there no way that they can forward buy
no.
and therefore hedge?
No, there isn't. And you say the final thing, I really have to make this one point. The last time we had this big fuss was in 2022, in the immediate aftermath of the invasion of Ukraine, when prices were flying. We had senior politicians using the exact script they're using now, the same language, the same people even, and they referred it to the CCPC. And the CCPC.
So you can't hedge fuel?
No, let me finish the point, Anton, please. The CCPC gave conclusions. It found no indications of coordinated pricing behaviour in the data. It concluded that rising international prices drove increases in prices at the pump, and it concluded that the difference between pump prices and the wholesale price generally remained within the normal range for the industry.
So why can big fuel purchasers like Ryanair hedge if wholesale purchasers can't?
I don't represent Ryanair. I don't know.
I'm asking for the people that you represent, why can't you hedge fuel? Almost every commodity is hedgeable. Or is forward purchasable?
Because the pricing is so dynamic. The cost of storing fuel, if you want to buy it and store it, you can do that. But nobody has the capacity to store fuel at that level because the cost of storage is huge.
And there is no way to create a financial instrument to achieve the same thing without actually having the commodity in a tank.
Well, if you can find one, we'd be really interested.
Kevin, thank you very much. That is Kevin Barton, who is Chief Executive of Fuels for Ireland. 53106 if you want to get in touch, or 087 1400 106. We'll be back after this.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.